can you help me out with this? If you're taking golf lessons or any lesson for that matter, whatever you're learning, do you tip the coach or the teacher? If you know, call 1-800-330-9999. I keep finding myself in this situation lately where I feel like because there's so many tip jars everywhere,
yeah.
I don't know who I'm supposed to tip and who I'm not supposed to tip anymore.
Yeah.
And I have this great golf coach. Like, he's great, and he's really good with me and my friend. We're taking lessons together. And even my daughter started going to him now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, our session is over tomorrow, and I'm like, am I supposed to tip him? And I don't want to insult him if I'm not supposed to. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do.
Well, I think it's more insulting if you're supposed to and then you don't, right?
I don't know.
You know, I've been thinking about this because you've mentioned it to me a couple times throughout the week, and I think that, so at first I was like, I think you're supposed to, but now I'm like, you know what? You booked the guy and you're doing the service and he's, you know, it's a one-on-one thing with you and your friend. I don't think you tip for that, but I might tip him for the lessons he's giving your daughter.
Why?
If he's good to her, like, if you know what I mean? Like, if he's nurturing in the lessons or whatever, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't know.
You know, I don't want to be a hater either, because there are a lot more tip jars out there. But one thing I know about people, and I'm definitely part of this category. If you put a tip jar in front of me, I may have never considered tipping you before, but now I will.
And it bothers me, though, because I'm like, wait a minute. Was I supposed to be tipping this person
the whole time? Right.
I don't know.
Right.
It seems like lately everywhere you go is like you see these tip jars, and I very rarely have cash.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to have like $2-3 in my purse is a big deal. I was thinking about this, too. The valet, I always tipped the valet when I picked up the car. But I noticed the other day, one of my friends tipped when she dropped off the car. And I go, wait a minute, why did you tip when you dropped off the car? And she goes, so they take care of your car, Anna.
That's right.
It never came across my, I never thought of that. I go, yeah. I didn't know you were supposed to tip twice.
Well, you want to be preemptive at the very least, right? I mean, if you get your car back after, you can decide whether to tip them again at that point. If it's the same guy, maybe you do, maybe you don't. You know what I was thinking is, My pest guy just caught 5 skunks.
Right.
But he owns the company.
Ah.
Do I tip him? Do I not? I mean, he has other people that work for him at the company, but he usually comes to my house just because I recommend him a lot. I think, you know, we know each other. I just feel like, you know, he knows that I have a preference.
That's a thing. That's another thing is I remember a lot of people saying, like, if they're the owner of the business,
right,
then you're not supposed to tip them. But I'm like, yeah, but like they're still doing the work that the other person did. So if I would have tipped that person, wouldn't I just tip the owner as well?
And would it depend on how intensive the job is? Like if you've got a landscaping company, if the owner's there with his crew, do you not tip the crew?
Who knows? How about when they show up for a flower delivery and you don't even know they were coming?
Right.
Are you supposed to tip them? Like,
you got to give them something out of your house. I'm sorry. I don't have anything around here. Here's a vase.
Wait,
please take this. I have extra vases. I don't need that part. But thank you for bringing the flowers.
Luckily, Karen Thomas is available. She's one of the nation's foremost authorities when it comes to etiquette. And hopefully she'll know a thing or two about tipping. It's next. Who are you supposed to tip and how much are you supposed to tip them? Karen Thomas is the foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, this all comes up because I don't know if I'm supposed to tip my golf pro, the guy that's been teaching me how to play golf.
Ah, that's a good question. Now, the golf pro, no, but caddy, yes.
Okay.
So what I remember, Karen, is the way you painted it for me one time is personal services. Like if somebody's coming to take care of something specifically for me, that I got to tip that person.
Absolutely. Like, for example, your repairman at the house, the plumber. Exactly.
So when you said person at the house, how about like the refrigerator repairman? So that person would get a tip. How much?
Depends upon what the service is. Now, normally you would get the bill or the estimate either ahead of time or when he's leaving. And then I usually give a percentage. I'm usually anywhere between $15 and $25 on the tipping for those services.
Let's get specific here for a minute,
yes.
Karen. I just had this conversation with my wife yesterday. We picked up sandwiches at the restaurant. She rang me up. I put $2 in the tip jar. Am I supposed to put that money in the tip jar, or do I not need to tip that person?
So etiquette states that when you're physically doing the work, you know, you went and picked it up, there was no delivery, you know, you went to the restaurant, you don't need to. It's a nicety to throw a couple dollars in, and that I do the same, but that's not required.
How about specific people, like the sandwich artist at Subway? Like, he made your sandwich. Like, he specifically said, do you want extra olives? And you said, yes, I would love some extra olives. And I would also love extra mayonnaise, too. Are you supposed to put $2 on that thing?
No.
How about the barista at Starbucks?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Because, again, you are physically there and placing your order, doing their, it's an exchange right there. Would, do you tip at McDonald's?
I do not.
At the sandwich place, to me, it was like they pumped me. Like, she primed me. She was nice to us. She engaged in conversation with us. Like, she primed me for that. So it worked that way. You know, I had such a great experience the last time that I traveled, Karen, that I really wanted to do something for the flight crew. I mean, they were so good to me. Do I tip a flight attendant?
If I'm not mistaken, and I have to research that one, I don't believe they can accept tips. I don't think they can accept those. But, you know, just telling them and going on to their website and leaving great remarks about Sally, the flight attendant, or whatever, get their first name and flight number and stuff, that will go a long way, because that will go farther than actually tipping.
How about somebody that's watching your cat, your dog while you're away, the cat sitter? Because I feel like they're their own boss, so why would I have to tip on top of it? But I had a couple people tell me, like, no, you're supposed to.
Yes, that one you are supposed to. And again, that is at your leisure. So maybe, you know, did they do it every day for a week? Did they do it just for a day? Do they do it regularly? If it's random or it's just for a vacation, then you could give them a little bit on top of what their fee is that they charge as a tip, yes.
Karen, my rule is if they're taking care of something that you love, then you have to take care of them, period.
Oh,
it's not an object.
No, and, my dog, I get you on that.
Right. It's not an object. It's a living, breathing thing that I want them to care for. And, oh, yeah, be nice to, too.
Right, one last one, Karen. If I know it varies state to state on whether there's a gas station attendant. Some states there are, some states there's not. But if you have somebody that pumps your gas for you, do you tip them?
Absolutely, because he's doing a service. It's a dirty thing. I got to sit in the car. I didn't have to get out. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's great. All right, you want to learn more about Karen? Head to ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.